Welcome to New Testament Topics with Brother Elliot Maloney, a Benedictine monk and professor of New Testament Studies at St. Vincent's Seminary, La Trobe, Pennsylvania.
Hello, this is Brother Elliot, and I thought it might be a good idea to tell you who I am if you're going to be listening to these podcasts of mine. What I want to do is just kind of say who I am and what my background is and why I feel that I can speak about these subjects in a professorial way. I have to admit that I have a little extra time here with the Libsyn package that I have got. And so for this month, I can talk a little bit about myself, perhaps off the cuff, because it takes me about 2 weeks to get a podcast ready with my teaching load and so forth, to really sit down and prepare. So I'll get another one or two out, but I have some space this month. So here goes. My name is Brother Elliot Maloney. I was born in Pittsburgh. Went to Catholic school, and I went to a minor seminary in Buffalo, New York, because Westinghouse moved us there, one of those deals they made my father that he could not refuse. And then I came here to St. Vincent College, joining the monastery in 1965. Now, I finished my college here at St. Vincent and started theology at St. Vincent Seminary. I did a first year of theology here. And then I went to Rome. To Rome, I was privileged to study at the Pontifical Athenaeum, or the Pontifical University of St. Anselm. We called it Sant'Anselmo, on the Aventine Hill in Rome, where I studied for 3 years and received the Licentia Sacrae Theologiae, the licentiatum in sacred theology, meaning I have a credential from the pontifical system of universities that says that I may teach theology, Catholic theology, anywhere in the world as far as the Catholic Church is concerned. I returned from Rome in 1972 and went to New York City, where I was privileged to study with Joseph Fitzmyer, the great Aramaicist and Pauline scholar. He also did tremendous work on the Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostles. He was one of the great Catholic scholars of the last century. He passed away this past year at 93 years of age. I was privileged to be his research assistant for a year and some. So what happened was, he moved up to the Weston School of Theology in Cambridge, right across the street from Radcliffe, actually. And so when I was writing my dissertation, I was privileged to follow him there and get a pass for all of the theological libraries in Cambridge, Harvard Divinity, Episcopalian Divinity, Harvard Divinity, Weston School, and so forth, and then the Boston College and Andover Newton. It was really a wonderful opportunity to study there. And then I finished there and started writing my doctoral dissertation after doctoral comps in 1974. In 1975, I moved from Cambridge from where I was living with a religious group there, some wonderful guys, the Oblates of Mary Immaculate, out on almost at Watertown there, north of Cambridge. But I came back to the Abbey here because I needed more support, because I was working very intensely on the dissertation, which was a study of the Hebrew and Aramaic grammatical interference, or what shall we say, the mistakes made in the grammar of the Greek New Testament of Mark's Gospel, because either of the original language of Jesus and the disciples, which was Aramaic, or from the kind of Greek that was familiar to Jews in the first century, from the Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible. Of course, the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, as you know. So the Hebrew translation into Greek, which was done in Egypt, starting from the second century BCE, that was the Christians who spoke Greek now, that was their Bible. But that language sort of had some, you know, like grandma used to speak broken English. My grandmother did. She was Croatian. If you knew her language, you could tell every mistake she made. So that's what I did with my doctoral dissertation. I tried to identify where the Greek was not correct, or at least a little off, and try to identify what it was in Hebrew and or Aramaic that was causing the problem. All right, now, so that's the basis. I have then been teaching full-time. So I started teaching Greek, and I did some tutorials on some theological writings with some excellent students in 1976 already. But I started teaching full-time in St. Vincent Seminary and in the college in 1978. And so this year, I am teaching in what I think I have counted up as my 83rd semester as a seminary professor. Now, I'm a full professor, obviously, by all this time, teaching 40 years plus in the seminary and the college. So I've been teaching undergraduates. Actually, I chaired the department, undergraduate department, for I think about 13 years in the 80s and 90s. Now, I'm telling you all this because I want you to know that I have studied the scriptures. I have studied the languages of scripture, the history, the literary form, then modern things. One of the things I did was I went to Brazil, and actually I went to help teach about gospels there on my summers off, and I ended up learning an awful lot from the Brazilians, who were absolutely wonderful. Some of the scholars that took me under their wing, as it were, Father Gorgoglio, Dr. Ana Flora Anderson, and Carlos Mesters, and especially Johann Koenigs, the Jesuit. These guys were, and Dr. Anderson, were wonderful to me. And they just blew my mind. And so after that experience, I couldn't wait to write, which ended up in my book on the kingdom in the Gospel of Mark, called Jesus' Urgent Message for Today. It was published in 2004. Then, still teaching here full-time, I decided to try something in Africa, because I was fascinated with language, obviously, and the language of Africa, the stories, the folklore, the wonderful, wonderful proverbs of Africa. So I went on a big trip in 2004, and I went to Uganda, and then to Nigeria. But I stopped in Kenya because I flew through Kenya and I went to the wonderful Catholic centers there. I really had quite an interesting trip, although it didn't turn out that I got much on the parables and proverbs and so forth. But what I did get was an invitation to teach at the Dominican Seminary in Ibadan near Lagos in Nigeria. Well, when they asked, I had been there at the mother house, as it were, mother parish in Yaba in Lagos, and they asked me to give a talk on my book on Mark, and I did, and they really liked it. So the dean asked me, could I come and teach for the Dominicans? And I said, oh, no, I mean, that would be impossible. I have full time at teaching at the seminary and for the Benedictines, for my seminary. 2 years later, I was there teaching in my off time during the summer. After the after school was over in May, I could go there because their semester continued and I had a mini course. Well, then I started making videos of my various course on synoptics and on St. Paul, and I ended up sending the videos to be shown, and I taught, as it were, online, going back at the end of the semester for them, after I was finished here in the States, to teach the last 3 weeks to do the exams and so forth in Ibadan, in Nigeria, in 2006, 8, 10, and 12. What a wonderful experience I had with those fine seminarians in Lagos. Dominicans, Carmelites, Capuchins, and there was another group, I think, that came to the seminary. Very fine students, and an excellent experience of Africa over 3 week periods for five different years. So, and I'm still teaching in the seminary. Not full time, but I do an awful lot of in the formation. I have some duties there, and we are all formators, as it were, as seminary faculty, see. And I teach also in the college. So that's who I am, in case you were wondering. So I can say that it's probably fairly typical for a person of my age, of 70 years old, who went to a minor seminary, and I had 4 years of Latin in that prep school atmosphere, and 2 years of Greek, actually. So I did so much. I did, actually, in college, I was a philosophy major, which we all were in those days. That's the pre-theology requisite. But I did 58 credits in languages, in German and French and Latin. And so I did an awful lot of languages, and it sort of paid off because I ended up with my doctoral dissertation using Hebrew and Aramaic with regard to the Greek grammar of the New Testament. But now, as you can see from my podcasts, I have that length of experience of teaching the Synoptic Gospels and of really delving into St. Paul, really thinking about it. Well, at this point, I guess I should mention my book on St. Paul. In 2008, I took a study semester in Rome and went to the Pontifical Biblical Institute to start writing on my book on the spiritual life in St. Paul. The name of the book is St. Paul, Master of the Spiritual Life in Christ. And I say that master because I'm thinking in terms of a Benedictine monastic master or director of spiritual life that I have a lot of experience with. in my over 50 years in the monastery. I see St. Paul as such an expert, such a very wonderful, wonderful leader of the spiritual life in Christ. That's the way Paul talks about the reality of the Christian. It took me several years to write this book. It was quite a work, quite a labor with all my other teaching and so forth. But anyway, the Catholic Press Association liked it, and it seems to be doing well. I use it in my classes. So I draw from this in some of my talks, the ones on St. Paul. And the advantage I have is being a Benedictine monk, I have seen the development of spiritual life in so many different people, something we talk about. So I'm putting together the spirituality from what I read in St. Paul with the reality of the wonderful, wonderful men and women in religion and also lay people. They don't have to be vowed religious to be persons of great spirituality. So that's what I put together, and that's what I thought I would share with the audience here on this wonderful platform called LibZen, and I hope you enjoy it. And so, thank you. This is Brother Elliot Maloney. Thanks for listening in today. See you again on New Testament Topics with Brother Elliot.